こんにちは。イギリス在住会議通訳者発音改善コンサルタントの平松理恵です。
And this is Jack, an interpreter and translator living in Fukuoka, Japan.
この番組では日本出身の私がイギリス、イギリス出身のジャックさんが日本と、お互いに母国を離れて外国人として生活する中で獲得してきた経験や知識をもとに、英語表現や英語でコミュニケーションを図る際のポイントについて、平松が主に日本語、ジャックさんが主に英語、英語と日本語、ほぼ半々で会話を進めていきます。 Hi Jack, how are you?
Hello Rie, I'm good thank you, how about you?
寒いです。
Is it already the end of summer?
うん、もう終わった感じがします。来てないのに来る前に終わった感じがするしますよ。
Yeah.
だって16度だもん。
That's perfect. That's still summer.
Perfect.
I mean, it's been 35 plus almost every day this week. Even when it was raining, you know, we had 37 in the morning, rain, and then it went back up to 35 in the afternoon. It's just too hot for me.
今何度ぐらいですか？
That's a good question. I'm afraid I don't have my phone right next to me or a thermometer, but today was today was about 33 when I checked in the morning, and that was at about 7:30 this morning.
あ、そう。だって、
so it's still quite hot.
前回午前中にもう35度以上だって言ってましたもんね。
Yeah, it was meant to get cooler last week because obviously after Obon.They say in Japan, right, that the week after a bond, it tends to slowly get cooler. But it peaked. It's been getting hotter. There's been places that have been as high as 41 degrees in some parts of Japan.
まあ、And last week, お彼岸はもうちょっと先ですからね。お彼岸、9月、そうね。まあ、昔と違う気がしますよ。昔っていつっていう話ですけど、私が小さい頃とかは全然違う、暑かったですよ。それは暑かったですけど、ちょっとなんか今とは経験が違う気がしますね。
Yeah, I mean that's a global warming for you, isn't it? You know, I know there's still people that aren't happy with saying global warming. It's like, there's no such thing, but I'm a very firm believer. I mean, it's very obvious that, as you said, even just the first time I came to Japan, over a decade ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago, was my first trip before I moved over. And compared to that, I mean, it's unreal.
Ah, so?
Yeah, I mean, the areas are obviously different, but I mean, I've still been to the same areas in the same times of year. But it's just getting, it's definitely getting hotter every year. And even when I go back to England, I mean, I can remember when I was younger and, you know, you'd still get snow. Well, we had snow. I mean, when I went back to England over winter last time, we didn't see a single snowflake. If anything, I was in a t-shirt outside quite comfortably on some of the days. So it's quite worrying.
ちょっとおかしいですよね、それだと。
Yeah.
イギリスも毎年猛暑の日っていうのがあって、今年どうだったかな、少なくとも去年とか一昨年だったかな、40度超えがあったと思いますよ。
Wow, now that's definitely, I mean, we'd never had over 40 when I was still in England, I believe.
ですよね、記録だって言ってたもん。その時ロンドンの西の方ですけどね、私がいたのは、確かロンドンの真ん中で暑い、その暑いところで40度超えって新聞に載ってて、今年はちょっとフォローしてないんでわからないんですが、でもこう1日とか2日とかっていうレベルで猛暑っていうのがあって、まあ、日本に比べたらね、連日猛暑ですから、それに比べてマシですけど、っていう感じはありますね。というわけで、今週はずっとお天気の話じゃなくて、発音の話、RP の話をちょっと聞いていきたいなと思っていて、RP とあとはちょっとスペシフィックなんですけど、 Intrusive are って聞いたことあります？ジャックさん。
Now this is, it's not a term that I think I mentioned this earlier that I've heard like used in everyday conversation, but I believe this is the rolling of vowels between words. Is that, that's correct, right?
そうですね。
So for example, there's not an equivalent in Japanese, I don't think, but you know, the blending of two, of the end of the one word with the start of the other word. I believe that's what you're referring to, is that correct?
はい。その rolling of R っていう話ではいくつかパターンがあるんですけれども、その中の一つでこの intrusive R っていうのは侵入の R って日本語では言うんですが、あまり馴染みのない方が多いんじゃないかなと思うんですけど、英語の綴りを見ると R が入っていないのに発音をするR っていうのがあって、フレーズの時ですね。
Yeah.
に綴りを見るとどこにも R が入っていないのに突然 R が現れるという現象がイギリス英語だけじゃないと思うんですけれども、英語にはあって、特にというかネイティブの人はこの intrusive R をすごくよくすると思うんですね。がこれが、これが良くないっていう人もたまにいて、大概これは専門家ですけれども、発音の。だからジャックさん的にはこれまでの経験とか、ご意見というかどうかなと思って、じゃあ典型的なものはどんなものがあるかというと、アイデアの英語アイデアってあるじゃないですか、あれに idea of なんとかって言った時に R が入っていないですよね。なのにこれを続けて言うと idea of という風に R が入るんですよね、音的に。この現象のことなんですけどね、どうですか、ジャックさん的に。
Yeah, now what I'm about to say will only bebeI'll just to emphasize what you already said in Japanese, but I'm not giving this opinion as a pronunciation specialist or anything. I mean, I've given people pronunciation advice for speeches, English speeches in the past. Personally, I do it in certain places, but not all places. So you mentioned an idea of, and I can feel the R forming very slightly. But in other phrases, it may be more common. I'm sure you could probably go through the audio after this and find some more prominent examples. But for example, audio after this, when an O comes before an A, I don't think I'd ever put the intrusive R in. Because the way your mouth forms into the O, it's almost like a W, right? Audio after. And then the A is quite clear. You have to widen your mouth. So it's very difficult for the intrusive R to intrude, you know, as the name says. But the other way around, the idea of rov is a lot easier because you go from your mouth is wider to more narrow, right? Personally, in terms of whether it's good or bad, now, as I say, not speaking to give any professional advice, but just as an opinion, I have not directly said to someone you need to use an intrusive R, but I have encouraged people to essentially do that. So you find it's very common because in Japanese is a very monosyllabic language. Everything is a single phoneme, yeah? So you have a very logical phonetic system where you've got a, i, u, e, o, ka, ki, ku, ke, ko. And they're all single phonemes, right? So this is very useful to give an example because Japanese very naturally blends them together. So when Japanese people are speaking Japanese, you wouldn't say, for example, about a girl when you think she's cute, you wouldn't say kawaii. you blend it. Of course, people say kawaii. Mm. You know, so it's very natural in your own language. So to me, I look at the intrusive R as a, I keep saying blending, this sort of blending of two words together to keep the flow, which I've encouraged people to do, because I found many Japanese learners of English, it's sometimes it can sound like they're struggling for a breath after every syllable or every word. So you could come up with a very simple sentence, say for example, I live in England, or I live in Japan. It would be I live in Japan, and it's almost like the throat is closing after every word. So I live in Japan. You know, this is an extreme example. Or even if the intonation is correct. Now, I would naturally say, I live in Japan. But if we add the sort of, almost like a glottal stop in there, it's like, I live in Japan. Now, this is perfect English. Correct intonation, correct grammar, correct syntax, in the right situations and whatnot. But it doesn't sound very natural. Being able to constantly keep a flow in the sentence makes your English sound natural, and one of the things that makes you sound more natural is doing the bad habits of native speakers. So the intrusive R is one, which I just use there, the intrusive R is. It can be very difficult, actually, I think, for native speakers of English to actually separate the vowels between words. So because an R in British English, we don't tend to roll it at the end like the American R. So most of our words tend to blend in, and this intrusive R comes in quite a lot more than American English maybe. But I wouldn't personally say it's bad. I suppose if you are after the perfect English, some people may say you shouldn't do it, but then my suggestion or my comment to that person would be, well, what is perfect English? And then we come back to RP, right? The received pronunciation. So if it's okay just to jump onto that, if obviously if you want to interrupt and tell me I'm terribly, terribly wrong, please do. One of the first things... oh, damn! One of the first things you learn in TESOL courses is about the received pronunciation, and of course, how it's different in each country. And after you've learnt about it and you've got your awareness of the concept, one of the first things people will then tell you is, but how everyone receives pronunciation is different, to take the word literally. So for their local area, obviously the extremes of local dialect are sort of taken out of the equation, but one example would be BBC English. Actually, let's go through a few, if it's okay, just to carry on for a little bit, is, for example, people say Queen's English. Now, to me, Queen's English is called Queen's English because the Queen speaks it. No one else speaks it. Obviously, the word she uses and the grammar she uses is still standard English, but the way she speaks is very unique, the way she enunciates certain words. And that's because of that class, the history, the culture that goes with being the queen or the king and whatnot.
この話はたっぷりとした内容になっていますので、前編と後編に分けてお届けします。前編はここまでになります。
と今日も皆さん最後までお聞きいただきましてありがとうございました。で、ちょっと、で、Smarten Up Your English!っていうコースを今やってるんですけれども、前は日本人の英語を変える発音改善コースっていうのを呼んでいて、今もそれで呼んでますが、その Smarten Up Your English の方が分かりやすいかなということで、でこれコースの募集が9月1日に先行予約ということで、実際のコースの始まりは11月の頭になるんですね。その前にちょっとこう特別の 無料セミナーっていうのもやりますけれども、それはあの先行予約をしていただいた方だけです。でもう少し言ってしまうと、そのフォニックスってありますよね。フォニックス の、 このブラッシュアップコースに、コースというかそのセミナーになっています。それを受けてフォニックスをもうマスターしていただいてから、あの本編の1ヶ月の集中コースの方に入っていただくということなんですけれども、ご興味のある方はもう今募集始まってますので、お申し込みください。ですね、アーリーバードっていうか、その先行予約がやっぱりお得だと思います。でこの番組では皆さんからのご質問やご相談を募集しています。 Twitter または Instagram からアット送信してください。アットマークリエロンドン、スペースもピリオドもなく全部小文字です。 YouTube 平松リエチャンネルのコメントは全部チェックしていますので、そちらでも結構です。リクエストお待ちしています。 Thanks for tuning in and see you next week.
Goodbye.